Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to a very, very special Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 21st of December. There are just 4 sleeps till Christmas.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. How exciting is that?
It is.
And why is it extra special? Because it's our Christmas special. It is the last Bunker Extra Show of 2018, and I am joined in the studio by the whole gang.
All
the
elves.
Hello.
Every elf is here. We have the marvellous Molly Wright from Molly Moodle Media.
Hey. Hello. No,
we have our security expert, Richard Bell from Intelligence. We have the wonderful Mark Goldfinch.
Hello.
And we have the gorgeous Gemma Fairclough.
Hey. Hello.
Yay. So I managed to cram them all in. And also we have 2 little co-hosts today. Girls, quickly come and say hello. Kimora, go to your mum's microphone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So we have 2 little co-hosts today. We've got something up our sleeves, don't we, girls, for later? Shh, don't tell anybody.
Okay.
So the team are a little bit nervous with me today because I haven't given them a plan of action. They do not know what's going to happen on the show today.
No, we're completely mystified. You've been very mysterious, Amanda. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because we're always very planned and organised.
Yeah, less of a plan than usual.
Yeah, exactly. We're winging it completely. But we know we have got, I have got some plans up my sleeves, but we do want to make this a great show. We do want to hear from you, the listeners. We've had some tweets this morning. Do tweet us and let us know, how's your year been? How are you, how's your Christmas? Are you ready for Christmas? What are your plans for next year? We're going to be touching on plans and goals because obviously it's the end of the year. So that's when, you know, we mull over things. So we're going to be doing
away with the old and in with the new.
Exactly. So we're going to, we've got lots going on today. So enjoy the show. Do tweet us at Bunker Extra with an X, B Bunker, B Extra, hashtags. You can't phone us today because I don't know what the phone number is and I've forgotten my piece of paper. So don't call us, but do tweet us. We want to hear from you or text us or something. So girls. Shh, remember, we're on air, to be quiet. So, let's get started. Let me start with Mull.
Yes.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Sort of.
What
halfway.
Does sort of mean?
Are you talking about presents or anything?
No, Christmas. Are you ready? Have you got the food? Have you got the presents? Are you wrapped? Do you know what you're doing?
Well, I have the luxury of not doing Christmas dinner this year. I'm going to Tom's dad's house. But that doesn't mean it's an amazing thing. He doesn't do Christmas decorations, so we're bringing ours. We've got like a 4-foot moose we're bringing.
It's like a pop-up Christmas.
Oh, moose. It is, yeah.
Mary Poppins bag.
With all the magic inside.
We're bringing our moose. We've got a little deer that we're going to bring along. We've got to bring the Christmas spirit. But I know that Matt loves an aubergine in a roast dinner, so I don't know how that's going to go down. I don't know how Christmas dinner's going to work, like what's going to happen.
Aubergine.
So I'm excited, but nervous. But no, I, in terms of presents, I've still got a little bit more to go. I'm making my own hamper. I don't know why I did for myself. Yeah, I can't give too much away, actually. Oh, I said too much.
depends who it's for.
No, I know.
What's the main present, Molly? It begins with H.
But no, so no, handkerchief. Almost there. Yeah, handkerchief. Exactly. It's nice.
Fabulous. Richard.
My body's ready for Christmas. Yep. I know that.
Tiring year.
Yeah, I think everything's done at home. That seems to be. I still got to get my wife a present. But you mentioned about Christmas dinners, and I just want to chuck it out there. Does everyone have the traditional sort of roast Christmas dinner?
We have turkey and duck.
Really?
Duck.
Goose, nice.
We have everything.
Oh, yeah, no, Gemma's house.
Yeah, we have everything. So because in our house, my husband's background is Guyana. So they have a traditional in the morning pepper pot, which is like a beef stew. Mm. And then also they're partially Portuguese. So they would normally have like a pork, which is done in vinegar, served with gin for breakfast. What a shame.
All round to Gemma's house.
Yeah.
Business.
And then we have like a Jamaican breakfast, which is like ackee and saltfish and fried dumplings, breadfruit. And then for dinner, it's a real mishmash. Yeah, I know. And then for dinner, it's a real mishmash of everything.
Sorry, but is dinner lunchtime dinner or evening dinner?
It's more 3 o'clock-ish, usually. But we're not doing that this year. So normally we would have,
of course,
a ham, pork, turkey, chicken. We've had bird before. We have curried goat. We have everything, salmon. My mum just cooks for the world. But this year we're going to a hotel.
Oh, yes.
Everyone said, oh, yes, like it's a good thing. It's not my normal thing.
I know, but no cooking, no washing up, no tidying up.
I know, but what are we going to do? I mean, normally that food sees us through for a week.
That's
cook
true.
Cook on Boxing Day now.
That is true. But will you do all the cooking, like the morning food stuff?
Yeah, so the morning stuff is Bjorn has started the pepper pot today because really it should be started 7 days before and he is late. So this morning I was like, you need to go and buy your brisket because it's 3-4 more days till Christmas. So he's starting that today, and the Atkins saltfish is really, really easy. Nice and quick in the morning.
Sounds amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So we know you're all prepared because you're going away for Christmas Day.
Yeah. I haven't wrapped anything, though. I only put my tree up last week.
Yeah. Oh, what about you, Mark?
I think it does catch people by surprise this time of year. You know, the weather's sort of fairly mild, and then it's, you know, we've all been busy, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, my Christmas is next week, because we've been talking about it for months. Well, Amanda, you've been talking about
it since
last Christmas.
I've been counting down since week 15, that's all.
Week 51.
Yes. It's January. It's 52 weeks to go.
So I had my first Christmas dinner on Monday with the lovely team at Lisa Wolf Associates, and that was in Folkestone. That was a 3-course Christmas dinner on a Monday afternoon with booze. That felt like playing truant. That did. That was on a weekday. So that was glorious. And then we're actually, as a family, we're going out on Christmas Day. So we're going to 81 Beach Street in Deal.
Is that what you normally do? You go.
Yeah,
out?
We've been there. This will be the fourth year that we've been there. Actually, nice. It's really nice. It's a great atmosphere. You know, it's full.
Then what do you do when you come home? Because this is my concern.
Well,
we normally eat
parents,
all day.
So it's basically, you know, lots to do. Some family friends come over. It was it's really, you know, play games and
that's
crash
nice.
Out.
Yeah. See, my family's games is always a tricky situation. Me and my sisters and our partners love playing board games. Border Dash is my all-time favourite game. But my dad doesn't like board games. So
it's only because he doesn't like to lose.
It's because he won't play a game where he knows he can lose.
That's right. Yeah.
So the only game we can play at Christmas is quiz, and it's all the couples basically. So we all are in twos, and then it's versus my dad. He's so clever. It's annoying how clever he is. So that's the only game we can play at Christmas. The quiz.
Yeah. See, well, we've got the tradition now is whereas I buy Lucy a game, a board game or something every year, and obviously then we play it in the afternoon. So it's been what have we had?
Snakes and Ladders.
Yeah, Snakes and Ladders. The rabbit one.
Yeah.
Where you have to pull the...
I'm not impressed with that one.
Only because you dropped it on your foot. well, we've looked at others. So we do... we've always played board games in the afternoon. Not that you'd know it from me, but I'm very competitive, so I'm a terrible loser.
Never. I can never imagine that.
Play to win, Amanda. Play to win.
Yeah.
I like the one with the where you put the post-it notes on your forehead and then try and guess who you are.
Oh, I know we've done that one game.
Yeah.
I had that.
Sorry, I just have to say when you're playing anything competition, okay, winning isn't everything,
but
losing is nothing.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I gave my brother-in-law Michael Schumacher as his person to guess, and he was. I thought it was like. Am I in sports? Yes. Am I from the UK? No. He was like, I just don't know. I'm like, oh, please, this is painful. And literally everyone guesses. We were waiting around going, you know, he hasn't skiing, you know, association with skiing, anything like that. I just don't know. I was like, I can't play this game with you.
Now, charades.
Charades, we love charades.
Nice. Fantastic at charades. Yeah. Me and my mum, when we play, so when we were playing family together, me and my mum, literally, I'll go like that, sign it for television, and my mum will know what I'm doing. And vice versa. Yeah, we know each other.
What's
so
the,
well.
What's, Amanda, maybe you can help us. What is the sign for a radio show?
Just
in case we might want to do that and charades.
I was going to do the exact same thing, like almost like twinkle, that. Twinkle, little star. Oh, my God.
Listeners,
right.
You can't see the hand signals going on here at the moment.
Oh, I don't know.
And like Pictionary as well.
Keep it clean. Yeah. Now, what I did forget to mention at the beginning of the show is obviously last week's show, we was joined in the studio. Richard was our security expert.
We got loads of complaints.
And our guest was the lovely Sue Hainsby from Kylie and Lettins. And we had a great show, but it did go a bit tits up.
Yeah, coin of phrase.
Coin of phrase.
I love Sue. I literally love Sue.
We were just absolutely in... Lucy. We're absolutely in hysterics by the end of the show. And if you didn't listen to it, please do go listen again. All of this year's shows are on bizradio.co.uk. So go on there and... Yeah.
That one really got me in the mood for the weekend, actually. it was really good.
Can I just say, Richard, you've ruined my life.
Oh, that's harsh.
So an example is, went to McDonald's last week. and they've got the chargers. Just about to charge my phone. I was like, oh, Richard wouldn't like that.
Chargers in the locker type things?
No, the ones where you actually plug it in. I was like, oh, you never know what they could take from what information they could take from your phone. So thank you.
You're welcome.
But that's a really good tip, isn't it?
God, no, Richard makes us paranoid.
Yeah.
Basically, trust no one.
No one, yeah. Nothing is free.
Yeah. Of course, unless you're working with your team, in which case
you trust everybody.
Yeah.
Exactly, and trust them.
So but we have, just to keep it on that subject, we have moved on. Do you remember 10 years ago you could basically stand outside somebody's house and use their Wi-Fi? When Google was doing the street map, basically, and sending the camera car down everywhere.
Molly's only five, she doesn't remember.
It was actually... No.
She weren't born then.
Yes.
Really?
What's that?
There was a time before street map when they actually go out and actually take all the pictures.
Oh. That's it. Oh, Mike, have you just been standing outside people's houses and saying, I'm just checking on the Wi-Fi?
No, that was 10 years ago. I've only got out of prison this year.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be careful, don't you? I mean, especially if you're somewhere and you leave your Twitter and your Facebook open.
Yeah, thanks for that, Amanda. You know what? You made a really good point of saying about trust your friends. Apparently not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but did you hear what Richard told me to do?
Oh, no, I heard the show. Yeah, and about the... So, you know
what,
Mike? Sometimes...
So she can't get back in.
Yeah, no, sometimes you think to yourself... We all make mistakes. We're not perfect. And I left my Twitter logging in for that. And, you know, some good people in the world would say, psst, Molly, I've left it in, but I've logged you out. Don't worry about it. They wouldn't then tweet from it and talk about it on the show and then talk about how terrible it is on the show and how you should be better security and then go on Facebook Live and talk about it again. So, yeah, thanks for that, Amanda. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for all the good work you do for my business.
Thanks for that.
Oh, it was so funny. I was very careful. It could have been a lot worse.
This could almost be like a Christmas family row.
Exactly.
This
yeah. It ain't Christmas unless there's a debate going on.
Do you know what Richard wanted me to put? No, we'd be put very nice things.
Richard, I thought you were on my side. I thought we were pals. Well, it didn't happen, so that's a good thing. I mean, at least you weren't like Amanda, where she clicked all the buttons and actually did it.
Absolutely.
You stood back, and I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
You're my shining star this Christmas. Oh, she wouldn't leave it. Oh, shame on you. Devilish, I tell you. Bah humbug to you all.
Bah humbug. Now, we've got some tweets coming in. What have we got? We've got... where are you? Neil. Good morning, Neil. He's listening this morning. Glass of wine in hand.
Yes,
Neil.
It's Friday.
That's true.
Well, some people are off work.
Yeah.
Has anybody opened that Prosecco yet? Come on, girls.
There is a beer pump in Dragon, and it just, I feel like when as closer it comes to Christmas, at about 3 o'clock, everyone's just like having a little pump.
Okay, Molly, you're the expert of opening the
bottle. I actually am. Give it to
him. Give it to Molly. So as Neil started the trend, we're going to open the Prosecco now. Come on, you know, it's 12 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
So Merry Christmas to you, Neil. Neil is going to come back on the show next year. So we're going to be catching up with Neil, who I know has been super busy this year.
Yep.
And we're going to be hearing all about it, which is fabulous. Remember to point the bottle away from all electrical equipment, Molly, just in case.
Don't worry about it. Pro.
Expert at work.
Seriously, like, take it away from the computer system because Paul will kill us if we get anything wet.
Trust.
That's always a good sound.
Trust
isn't
an
it?
Expert, like, guys. Here you go. Here you go. Pour it over to the master.
Glass to everybody. So we've started our party now. Tenton Twilight, have a great last show of the year. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, Laura, and your family. She's put a very cute picture of a pug up. That's really cute. We like that.
We got one earlier from Lisa Settle, I saw, before I set off.
Yes.
She's in London today.
She's in London.
Yeah. Was you playing on Settle then?
No.
Oh. Just Lisa Settle while she's setting off. I was thinking, aha.
Now, before we continue on with the show today, I've got a little competition for you guys. Okay, so for the rest of the show now, for at least the next half an hour, I want us
to
see.
Quiet.
Yeah, no talking. And I want us to see how many song titles or Christmas song words we can get in.
Uh-oh.
When we're talking. Okay.
Okay.
So chuck those phrases in there.
Well, like if we just said, "Oh, I'm looking forward to my mistletoe and wine."
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There we go. Point for Molly.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Let's make this very festive. As you can tell, we're all a bit excited today in the studio. Well, I am at least. Anyway,
thank you.
We have a tweet from 10 Intelligence. Watch out, Richard. The team's listening.
They are.
Who have said, going to be tuning in, have a great Christmas.
There's one earlier from Tracy Ferguson, lovely Tracy Ferguson.
Yes, yeah. Have a great show and a wonderful Christmas, everyone. This year has made me realise I'm going in the right direction with my business. Fantastic. With a focus on supporting people to appreciate themselves and what they can do. Thank you to everyone who has supported me over the year. Tracy Ferguson at Tazzy64.
And she does lot of really good stuff.
She does some amazing stuff. She helps a lot of people. Yeah. And Tracy's going to be back on in January to tell us about a new project that she's working on. So that is great, great, great. Oh, there's mine.
Oh. You're working. Amanda, you're working. You're on water.
There's an extra glass in the bag behind you, Richard.
Is that the pint glass?
Yeah. Oh, just give me the bottle. So we know what we're having fun and we're having hilarities. We love it on this show. We do have a little bit of sad news on this, our last show, because this is actually Molly's last ever Bunker Extra as a co-host.
Oh, yeah, no, it's sad, isn't it?
She is moving on. I wouldn't like to say to bigger and better things, because we know you can't find bigger and better than the extra show.
Apart from Molly Moodle Smash.
Oh, exactly. Good plug, I'm joking. Get in there. But we do wish you all very good luck, and we hope you will come on as a guest later in the year.
Oh, definitely.
And keep us up to date with what you are doing.
Yes.
Okay, we're just going to stand and stretch. Okay, somebody talk while I'm getting this.
So, yeah, you're leaving, Molly. Are you sad?
No, I am sad. It's very sad. It's been lovely.
I realised earlier that you've been with us since the beginning. You and
from the very from day one.
Yeah,
been here since day one. Now,
28th of April.
Yeah, since the Dimchurch days.
Exactly, 28th of April, 2017.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. I know.
That's where we coined the phrase "Where's Molly?"
Exactly.
Yes.
When the show moved time and Molly didn't remember.
Yeah. But no, yes. Correct your bad self there. I actually didn't get told that there was a change time. Amanda just said to me, "Why didn't you look?" No, she didn't. She didn't tell me. She didn't actually tell me. And then when I said to her, "You didn't actually send me over the new time," she went, "Oh, it was on the tweet." So she was tweeting out messages with the new time. But I made the last 20 minutes. Me, Denise and Paul had a lovely show. Was it Denise and Paul? Yeah.
Because I was on holiday.
Yeah, that's it. It was lovely. At least it was better than Dimchurch. Dimchurch was drive. I mean, it was long. Mm. It was really, really long. But it was a cute little studio. The first show was with Bird. And yes. I just love Bird. She's so great.
Mm. I know. It was good. Like, good. So much fun. And so much has passed. We've had some amazing guests on. I don't know if you've been seeing the tweets. So over the last week or so, I've been tweeting out the top 12 guests. Yes. And you know what, it has been really, really hard to pick the top 12 guests, because everyone's been great and it's been great hearing stories, and there's a couple of days to go and I can't remember. Today's top guest was Julia Bernard Thompson.
Yeah.
And she came on because that was a great show. We love Julia and all she had to share.
Talking about all those fantastic weddings, millionaire weddings, travel, yeah, and all the preparations she has to do for that. And it was a gloriously hot day. So that picture you tweet out with us all
in our sunglasses. But we were being cool, weren't we?
Roasting.
We were being cool dudes, which was good. And we had Clockwork Moggy made the top 12 list. They were great. They were on.
Did you know Carrie's a real Viking?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Well, we discovered that on the show, didn't we? It was like,
but she's a real Viking. She only discovered that she's a real Viking.
Oh, what,
she's
actually
got Viking. No, she's actually got Viking blood. Her ancestors were Vikings.
Yeah, she discovered that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the joy in her face where she realised that she was Viking in blood. I couldn't believe it.
She's like, everyone, my dad's got this disease. I'm so happy.
And it's only a disease Vikings had. Oh. Yeah, it's true.
It's whatever makes you happy, Carrie. Whatever makes you happy. And of course, we have had the fabulous Roland from Dragon Co-working this year, and we'll get him back again next year, because I know there's so much going on. He's created a real great environment there at Dragon, hasn't he?
Yep. He has.
Something that he should bottle and move around. And
yeah, it was that day I quizzed him on everything as though we were just like hosting the show, but really I was trying to find out all the information so that I could move
before you moved in. Yeah. So when are you going to have more space, and when's this going to happen, Roland? But that was great. I'm just going to look on the list now and see if I can find out who else we've had on.
You know who there was one show, who is the lady, Amanda, where I told you beforehand that I was engaged and she cried?
See, that was somebody we didn't know. That was Jan from the Bradley Group.
Yeah.
And then she came on to talk about their event they were running with Ruby Wax.
And I came in wearing my ring, and then I was talking about how Tom proposed, and then she started crying, and then Amanda started crying, and then everyone just started crying.
Yeah. Well, I loved the show with Ruth where we ended.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was a funny show.
We'll
have to go back and listen to that
Ruth Okishani. Yeah. She's going to come back on next year as well, which is great. And so Ruth's a midwife, a nurse and a midwife. And Yeah, you need to listen to that show. I can't remember what show number it is, but you know, my typical Amanda mucking up the words in the wrong order.
Oh God!
Yeah,
it came. Was it bad?
It was bad.
Oh
no!
Bad.
We were just honestly corpse at the end of the show.
She was. Ruth helps people who have difficulty with pregnancy, getting pregnant, all that sort of thing. And we was talking about, so at the end of the show, I was saying, so Ruth can help you in the stages of getting pregnant.
during
the stages of getting pregnant. Oh, and Ruth's like, no, I can't.
Let's just get it out there. That is not true.
Yeah. So but it came out. It was me. And so then we just went off, out of the show laughing, didn't we? Because that was hysterical. We have had Barry and John from Me Now. They've been on twice, which is great. And of course, we've had the lovely Chris Kelly from Portland. Mm. We've had a couple of people from Portland.
I love Two of Harps.
Yes, they were my number one. They were number one of the 12. Oh, no, number one, number five, I think. But they were lovely.
Because they gave me their CD. And so I put it onto my iTunes and I'll be working away and I'll have, you know, shuffle on. Hit me at it. What have I got? Am I listening to Beyonce or Barry Manilow? And then all of a sudden, Two of Harps will come in and it'll just be so relaxing. And I follow them on social media and I'm seriously considering of getting them involved for my wedding. Yeah, I think it'd be really nice. Imagine that, just walking down the aisle. I thought that sounds quite lovely.
Yes, well, the fact that you're even talking about your wedding is good.
Well, Amanda, one of my friends, bear in mind it's been 4 months now since Tom proposed, and last week my friend Anna was proposed to. Within a week, she announced who her bridesmaids were officially and has booked her wedding venue. Yeah. Me and Tom are sitting around going, I mean, when do you want to get married? No, we're not rushing. No, do you know what I mean? But you'll know.
But sometime next year.
Next year.
Yeah, Molly. Yeah. Next year.
Come on, just get on with it.
No, you know what I think. I think you should have a 2020 wedding.
Yeah, I want a 2020 wedding. But everyone's already booked up. Amanda, there's 100 day guests. Like, just simply friends and family.
Molly, if only you knew somebody who had contacts with loads of venues throughout Kent and can pull some strings.
Mm. Who might that be?
I know. Well, I have to do a tour. We said that Neil was going to take us to the Caribbean or Mediterranean.
And there's an expo next September, but you might.
No, in May.
Oh, the expo's in May.
The expo's May. So, yeah, you could come and meet some of the venues there.
I'll let you know at Christmas if it starts. Because every time everyone gets together at Christmas, everyone starts, babies and, weddings and stuff like that. Everyone gets excited. So I think that'll give me the push. But I'm all right. I'm chilling. I like being a font at the moment.
Sorry,
Paul, we call each other a font.
Paul sent me a message like 15 minutes ago. Sorry, we've been too busy chatting. But he can pick up his neighbour's Wi-Fi printer.
No.
And once he sent it to print and said, "Hi, I'm your printer, I'm self-aware. Run!"
My goodness.
How funny is that? Love it, love it. Well, I'm loving the vibe in this room today. And we are going to get onto business talk in a minute because it is important. We're all having fun in a minute, but obviously we're all business owners working in businesses. So what I want to do first is we're going to go for our break. Now, I have a little plan for the break. Ladies, would you like to come over?
I thought you were talking to me then.
I was about to say, big ladies.
Listen, ladies, if you'd like to come over. To introduce into our musical break, we have the lovely Lucy and the lovely Kimora, who are going to sing a little something for us.
Oh, that's special.
Mind my bubbly. Okay, and then when we come back after the break, we are going to be talking a business and goals. So you are listening, believe it or not, to the Business Bunker Extra. On channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk. It is Friday, the 21st of December, 4 sleeps till Christmas. And I think I am probably the most excited person in the room.
Lucy might be beating you.
No, we're probably, we're similar. We will be back after this. Keep listening and keep tweeting us. We want to hear from everybody what you're up to this Christmas. Okay, girls, here we go. Come over here. Stand right in here.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round young birth, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heaven.
Oh, look at that.
we hear from the semi-professional Gemma Fairclough Haynes.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2. The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Yay! Just love. I mean, just saying off air, we were saying Richard's never heard Gemma singing. Rest of us knew she had a bit of a nice voice. But I'm her manager, so anybody interested in hiring Gemma as speaker and singer, please do contact me. But you are actually listening to the Business Bunk Extra Christmas Special. It is Friday, the 21st of December, and we have got literally four sleeps to Christmas.
I'm loving at my moment my Christmas song of choice is, as you're saying, oh no, because it's not like I'm playing it every day or anything multiple times, is Leona Lewis's Five More Sleeps. I'm like, oh, I love it.
I love that song. Too. Yeah. I know, I really like that. It's nice to have some new Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the old ones are good, but it's nice to have a bit of something different, isn't it?
You do get a bit Mariah bored with Slade after 40 years.
Yeah, Mariah. Yeah,
should be banned, Mariah. Right, just leave.
Driving home for Christmas, that's always
you know
a
what's
nice
my favourite Christmas song? It's, and it's not, it, they played it 1 year at Christmas, and now it's just my Christmas song. The House Martins, Caravan of Love.
I don't know if I know
every woman, every man, join the caravan of love. Stand up, stand
up. But that's not a Christmas. That's not a Christmas song.
They played it on Christmas Day, Amanda. I heard it,
it's
and
like
that's
Die
my
Hard.
Christmas.
To be fair,
Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Yes, yeah. That is a Christmas
movie. It is. It is.
If it's got a Santa Claus, like if they've got a Christmas hat in there, and you say the words ho ho ho, it's Christmas.
Yes, I've seen the new Kurt Russell Christmas movie on Netflix. Yeah. It's brilliant. It's
is
really,
it?
Really good. Yeah.
Have you seen the new Home Alone advert? The advert. Google Home.
With
I put it on my Facebook. No. Macaulay Culkin.
With
it's Macaulay actually Culkin. Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Now. Yeah.
Now 20 years older. 25 years older.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
So funny. But you know what? Let's get a little bit serious just for a minute.
No.
Yes.
Must we?
No, not really. Semi-serious then.
Well, we're all on our third bottle of Prosecco by
now. Why get serious? But no, but you know what? But okay, so now is my next lot of questions for you. So let's start with Richard this time. Okay, how has your 2018 been business-wise?
Business-wise?
Working with Ten Intelligence and...
It has been everything that I wanted it to be and more.
Good.
It really has. It's given me... I've gone on such a personal journey with it. I think the company have gone on.
Was
journey.
It this year you joined with Ten Intelligence, or was
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
so 2018.
Yeah, it was end of November, so of year
of 2017. Yeah,
And you know, I think we're in a really strong position. We had a good look at ourselves internally to prepare ourselves for what future we wanted. We decided on what future we wanted. We're you know actively recruiting to build on that. We've got some really clear vision and objectives and some good statements that we can all talk to and belong to. And that was all in existence, but we've just provided a little bit of clarity and support to the staff and looking inwardly. And it's been an amazing journey. I mean, I work with incredibly talented people and I've been fortunate, you know, across my whole career. But, you know, the group of guys that work at the office, they inspire
And they are
me.
Listening.
Yeah.
That is why he's saying such nice things about you.
And for me, you know, that was a really important, you know, part of what my next stage was coming out of public sector and working in a large organisation where you're almost anonymous within that. It was to really feel connected to stuff. And I've never felt more connected than I do now.
Tremendous.
And this year, or next year, I should say, 2019, is go big or go home. And we're going big.
Love
yeah.
it.
Nice. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. So, Gemma.
Oh, my God.
Now,
goodness.
Every time I speak to Gemma, she says, I'm so busy. Which actually is really nice when you know, when you've, I mean, Gemma and I started pretty much the same time, didn't we?
Yeah.
And when you see the friendships have grown and then the growth and you can see how well people are doing, it's really nice to have that support continuously. Gemma is always supportive of me, which I appreciate a lot. I'm going to cry. But you've had an amazing year. So, yeah, how has your 2018 been?
In one word, I would say boom.
Boom.
It's been really, really fantastic. I feel like we've just grown up a bit. I can say we as well, because I've actually got somebody that works with me there.
Not the royal we.
Not the royal we. Yeah, I feel like this year just kind of grew up a bit. So this time last year, I took on Lucy, and that's been fabulous for the business.
Exactly, I saw that.
Yeah,
just
a year ago.
Blimey.
So she's done brilliant for the business in terms of what she does, but also it's made me have to put in structures and procedures in place. And that's just been brilliant in terms of for my clients. So that's been really, really good. And the clients, our wonderful clients that we've always had, have been wonderful. And we've had lots of new clients. And the clients are just, they're a great calibre of clients now. And we're getting referrals like every week, like literally. So it's really, really good. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
I can't wait though to take Christmas to just kind of reflect, because at the moment, you know, when you're just in it and you're like, what's next? What's next? What's next? Yeah. What's next? But I can't wait to take some actual time to be like, oh, that was good. No, that was good.
Exactly. Mm. And 2019, what does it hold for you?
Yeah, so more of the same. I haven't actually done any planning yet because we've been so in the thick of things that we haven't had the opportunity to really plan for next year. And when I say plan, it's always loose plans. I'm not a great planner. But I do like to have a rough idea as to where we're going. Mm. So it'll definitely be more of the same, definitely more speaking. I've already got 3 speaking gigs booked for next year. Okay. That's come about in the last 3 weeks, so that's good. And yeah, more of the same. And maybe taking on an extra person somewhere down the line. So
making jobs, yeah, that's what it's all about. Jobs,
yeah. That's a good indication of growth, isn't it? Mm. Both personally and business-wise, is when you know that you need that support.
And Mark.
Hello.
So you've had some nice new developments this year.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
yes.
You've been sort of, lots of development going on. So how's your 2018 been?
Well, the last couple of years I've been really focused on London and Kent. Mm. So building 3Deal Limited, which is driving marketing and all that. So it's, you know, communications consultancy. And we've had some of my clients have had, not down to me totally, but have had spectacular growth. Mm-hmm. You know,
No. You're allowed to take all the credit. Due to me, all of my clients have done.
Spectacular, really, in 18 months, some of them. And we brought on some new clients this year. So that's steady growth. And I want to do more of that in 2019. The most exciting, though, is going back internationally. Because I've worked so long sort of internationally. This year, I started off with my Arabic broadcast interview to Australian radio.
There we go, that's a combination. Arabic broadcast.
SBS, Arabic 24 in Australia, in Arabic. So, you know, it was amazing because I hadn't spoken Arabic for such a long time.
And how easy was it to get back into speaking Arabic?
It was all right because I was clear after Christmas, and this is why everybody needs a proper 2-week Christmas break, basically. Yeah. Give the brain a rest, enjoy yourself, do other things, and then basically you'll be refreshed, properly refreshed, coming back in the new year. And that's pretty much how I was sort of first week of January. And then since that, international business partnerships, which I started with Bill Fox, my business partner. And we've been over to France. We've had interest from all sorts of places. So we've actually, it's grown and grown and grown in interest. And we're looking forward to more of that next year.
Brilliant. Mo.
Hello.
Mo. So you've also had an awesome year.
I know.
So how's it 2018?
But the best bit of Molly's year has been moving into our next door neighbour.
Was that this year?
Yeah. And it's been amazing.
Yeah, Gemma's a good neighbour. She put up a soundproof wall.
Yeah.
So
did you get that cup of sugar back?
Yeah,
come and borrow a cup of sugar and then I'll get it back.
Yeah. No, me and Gemma just talked. Gemma's a devil, actually, because she'll walk through and I'll be like, she doesn't know this, but sometimes I'll be in the thick of it and I'm like in concentration, like central, and she'll be like, hi, what have you been up to? Oh my god, let me
I've
tell
been
you
I've been planting Leylandii on our boundary fence.
She's a devil because I always end up chatting with her, but it's lovely. No, Gemma's a lovely neighbour. She's really nice to have next door. But no, I've had a really fantastic year. As Gemma said, there's been a lot of growing up at the beginning of the year. Say my 2017 plan was to make a lot of changes and to do things differently, and it really did pay off. So I've got a new diverse range of clients, big projects that I've been working on, personally doing lectures at Canterbury Christchurch University, doing my radio show, you know, talking at Social Day UK on their panel, you know, being part of ZC Live, doing, you know, Vexpo, and been doing loads
networks
of speaking.
Networking as well.
Networking. So there's been so many amazing opportunities. I've gotten I had two members of staff this year. This is what I think that being in business teaches people, is that I had Katie work with me in the summer, and Katie then went on to start her own business, running her own bakery. And I just think that is what it's all about, is being inspired by people and doing what you love, because at the end of the day, life's too short. But I've got a new employee now. We've got Georgie in the office, and she's really fantastic. But I'm the opposite, Gemma. I'm a mega planner. I plan.
I see you. I always say with that A4, you've got this A4 book, haven't you? And she's always like writing in there. And I'm
when I'm like in deep thought mode, because I flip the book to the back of the book and that's where all my thoughts go down. I'm like, I'm going to do this next year, I'm going to do that. But in terms of next year and plans, I've got a lot that I want to achieve, and I'm going to start going into a lot of events and hosting workshops, because there's a lot of things in marketing that I think need to be addressed in terms of how business owners consider their own marketing, and how people who work in marketing for agencies, for businesses, need to understand what their expectations are. And so I'm going to be doing a lot of talking about that, hosting my own events, and I'd love to help do helpful workshops to show business owners and people who work in social media exactly what they should be doing to achieving their marketing dreams.
Well, they can't rest on their laurels, because basically the landscape for communications, all the different channels have changed utterly just this year. You know, Facebook, all the algorithms have changed, all the controversies that have been surrounding these platforms, Yeah, they're basically, some of them are shrinking in audience share. Yeah. More people are coming in. You know, all the fuss with Patreon at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and so that's, business owners and agencies actually need to really keep up with what's going on.
And they need to keep up on what's going on. But also, for me, I would love to address attitudes towards social media, because I feel like a lot of business owners, which is a very easy thing to do, is you have someone come in, they do your social media, and it's a box ticked, where it's not. Yeah, yeah. It's a monthly, it's a weekly.
It's an ongoing process.
It's an ongoing process. And I think that what I would absolutely love to sort of give advice and spread the word and help people in is teaching them how to continue, you know, to make sure their social media campaigns are successful. Because you invest a lot of money and time
and energy.
But
that's the thing, isn't it? I think a lot of people forget that social media, say, it still has, surprisingly these days, that bubble over it, that it's social media, but it's actually part of your marketing plan.
Hugely.
Your marketing strategy.
But also, so I won't go into too much into it, but a lot of
we've only got like 10 minutes left of the show.
Basically, I feel like a lot of people sort of, it's easy to think that social media is just, okay, I'm doing that and then I'm done. Actually, face-to-face networking, there's so much that you have to do to advertise your business. It doesn't just sit and rest in social media.
I've written books on that. So
there we go. Yes. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the name of the books? Just plug it in.
Oh, it's the whole marketing MOT program is that basically from. It's 50 basic questions. Get your marketing strategy and start executing it.
Boom.
And then the marketing meditations is a whole 365 questions, daily practice, 12 modules. 52 different subjects.
Tell you what I've noticed though. So literally just take 2 minutes ish. I've noticed a shift from Twitter to LinkedIn. Lots of people have done that. Have you noticed that as
No, it's from Facebook to LinkedIn, really. So it's
but a mixture of both, I think, actually, because I think what happened was LinkedIn took off. Everyone was like, because you were getting amazing reach, you were getting amazing coverage. Obviously, our LinkedIn has typical followed suit, and
well, LinkedIn
don't even get me started on LinkedIn, okay? Mm-hmm. But no, but they fiddled. What gets me? Okay, I'm ranting now. What gets
remember
me?
You said 1 minute. Right?
I know.
And we haven't opened our presents yet.
No, what gets me with social media, and I'll just say this quickly, is what they do is they work the algorithms on what they think people want and need. Mm. Why don't they ask us? Why don't they give us the choice to I'm following these people on Facebook, or I'm connected to these people, which means I want to hear what they've got to say. So please show me what they're saying.
Not
decide for us what we should be hearing. Actually let us see what's going on. End of rant. End of it. Okay. Moving on. So you've got a good year ahead.
Got a really exciting year.
What about you, Amanda?
But me. So I have had an awesome 2018. Now, my initial plan was to slow down a little bit this year, which I did. And funnily, it was quite surprising how noticeable it was that I'd slowed down.
What, 10 minutes was it within you slowed down?
Yeah. No, but it was. Gemma commented to me, and even I met with the wonderful Hacks from Hacks Media, Prisma Broadcast, yesterday?
A couple of days ago.
We have plans for world domination. And he said, yeah, I noticed that you'd gone quiet. And I deliberately, you know, quietened down a bit. Obviously, lots was going on. But I still had an awesome year. And 2019, well, just watch out, people. It's just on fire. And every time I meet somebody and speak to somebody else, something else amazing is going to happen. Mm. So just dates for your diary. The 9th of May, oh, no, sorry, the 8th of March, we have International Women's Day event at Port Lyme. I know you won't be surprised at that. Mm-hmm. I am going to be working with the Aspinall Foundation quite a bit next year to put some great events on for the Kent business community, so watch that space. We have the Venues and Events Expo Southeast on the 9th of May, which is for anybody who books or organises anything from meetings to events. And we've got some great exhibitors already booked on and some great speakers lined up. And this is really about opening up the Southeast, you know, bring in people out of London, people from elsewhere around the UK, from across the world, to come to Southeast and see what venues we've got, what suppliers we've got for the events industry. On the 26th of September, we have the Tech Expo, which is the first tech exhibition in Kent ever, or in the Southeast, should I say. And I can announce that we do have our keynote speaker from Microsoft.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
So we're very excited about that, and that's coming together. So obviously more's coming out for that.
Can we do that? Ooh, can we do that in coordination?
We do have our keynote speaker.
I thought it was me, so I'm not impressed. No, I'm
joking. Richard is one of our speakers. our keynote speaker is from Microsoft.
Ooh.
And again, as both Molly and Gemma have said, it's, you know what, it's growing up. You get to a stage in your business where you're not a startup anymore and things are happening and you realise the difference between growth and non-growth is making a difference and having those actions. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm very excited about it. And collaboration. Wow, the collaboration. And again, when you start a business, you're like, oh, you're very careful about, you know, working with different people because it's competition and all that thing. But we actually realise when you pull together with people and have different collaborations, it's amazing what you can achieve.
Can I also say, this is a bit more serious than, you, that's a very good point you made there, Amanda, but it's just a bit more serious, but it's also to trust people. And then possibly they will let you down.
Yes.
I have had people who have let me down over the, in business over the last few years. But the fact is then you grow stronger because you acquire experience. If you don't take the risk, if you don't collaborate with anybody, if you don't trust anybody, you're never going to grow as a business owner or as a business.
It's a roller coaster, isn't it, business? It is just an up and then a down and you just don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you feel, why am I doing this? And then you sit there and go, oh my God, I can never not do this anymore though. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you can never go back to the employment.
But even
maybe
just,
no, it's not going to happen.
Even stepping away from your own business, though, I just think is such a hard thing. I just think, I couldn't even do that. Like,
I mean, I love the fact that you took 3 weeks out, and I thought that was brilliant. That's, that, for me, was a marker of growth for you as well, Molly. Because to be able to do that is quite good.
And got engaged at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's quite amazing.
I know. That was right. Yeah, that was really good.
You didn't waste the 3 weeks, did you?
Exactly. You know what we've had? I'm very excited. We are global today, people. We are global. We have had a tweet from Kate Wells.
Yeah, from Kate.
From Dubai. Hello. What time is it in Dubai then?
Four ahead.
Yeah. So it's in the afternoon. That's fine. I thought she might, you know, got up early in the morning or something. So it's always late at night. Thanks for listening, Kate. And yes, we love Richard and all his security advice to us. They scare the shit out of us every week. But that's fine. They made us very paranoid and have nightmares about ransomware attacks and things like that.
Yes.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity. And I want to just say thank you to you for when we sort of started talking and we met for coffee. I had ideas of what this could be, and we're just scratching the surface on some of it. But you know, I've been incredibly grateful for the opportunity, so thank you.
You've been welcome. It's been great. All of you guys have been amazing. And look, we're running out of time now, so our plans to do all goals and plan. Okay, so just yes or no, do you plan and set goals, Molly?
Yes.
Do you plan and set goals, Richard?
Yes, ish.
Ish. Okay, that's fine. We'll go back to you soon.
Yes.
Mark, yes?
Ish.
Ish. See, now I did invite Paul to come along today, but he went, no, the studio will be too crowded. It ain't going to happen. So he's listening from
home.
But
he would have said
no. But I have to, it's good he's not here because he can argue with me. He says you shouldn't set goals. Goals are rubbish. But it's not that he doesn't believe in goal setting per se. But what he says is what some people tend to do when they set themselves goals, they then just head for that goal without leaving themselves open to other opportunities that come along. So they're going to say, right, I'm going to do this with my business and I'm going to go blinkered to that point. And that leaves them, as I say, not open to other opportunities. So I think having a plan of action, I think it's a really good idea to know. I think in the first couple of years, possibly, you do tend to sort of flail around a bit because you're not really sure. You know you want your business to be successful, but what does that mean? But you're not necessarily really sure on where you're going with it. And if I'd carried on doing what I'd doing when I first started my business, I probably would have done about 100 fairy Christmas parties by now for children. And you know what? I did enjoy doing the children's parties.
I remember it was chic, unique and... Petite, chic, and unique. That was Amanda's strapline. Now it's like massive global, huge, worldwide, takeover solar system.
Conference in Dubai coming up, I feel.
Absolutely.
But I think, you grow and you change, and it's quite surprising where you go. If you say, okay, well, I want my business to be successful, and what does that mean to me? And then set it out there and do something. You have to have an idea of what you want to achieve, I think, at the end of the day. I think that's the only goal you need to have, is what do I want to achieve? And that, but it's okay for that to change.
Because
you might get to the end of the year.
And not be afraid to go a different path.
Exactly.
To not, at the expense of not getting quite where you wanted to, because you shouldn't just ignore opportunities.
No. I think the musicians have it best. They riff off a tune. And that's basically what we're doing with the businesses. We're riffing off the tune. You know, we basically have the underlying harmony. We've created the brand. We've created the, you know, what we're doing with it. And then basically we're extemporizing. I love that word. riffing off the tune.
I love people that are throwing those words that nobody else has got a clue what it means. You're like Paul.
Oh, I know what he meant. What are you talking about, Amanda? I know exactly what he meant.
Yeah, yeah.
So, are we opening
presents? So, you may open presents now. Molly's been watching the clock and I want to open my present.
I'm just thinking, we don't want to run out of time.
I'm so excited. I have given all of my fabulous co-hosts a little present from myself.
Very well wrapped,
and
by the way.
From the Business Bunker, from Channel Radio.
Well, thank you.
The noise. Sorry at the moment.
That's lovely.
I have some of this left.
Folks, it's booze.
It's booze. It's booze.
Oh, how lovely.
Amanda knows me so well.
I've got a Brewdog Punk IPA.
I have got, yeah.
With a glass.
A nice golden...
Frisian egg.
Golden
shallot. Bubbly. It's bubbly, guys. It's bubbly and alcohol.
Yes.
And
nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I like the glass as well. That's lovely.
I know. It's good. Yeah, see? I've lost them now. They've opened their presents.
Yeah, that's it. Show over.
It has been, just looking back and actually going over all the shows and saying the guests that we've had this year have all been fantastic. And it's been, you know what we love about this and the whole point of doing this show, obviously Paul does the Bunker Show, which is amazing on,
it is amazing.
On
amazing
the Tuesdays.
Show.
And it's been going for 10 years now.
Wow.
And he started it because he wanted to give business owners a voice so they can come on and share who they are and what they do and why they do it.
And still doing it
and
every week.
Still doing it every week. You know what? He's got to have 2 weeks off. He's gutted.
But you say that like you're sad, Amanda.
I keep trying to force him. Just have a week off. It's fine. No, can't do it. Do you know how hard it was to get him to go on holiday in October? But I can't have a week off. Now he's forced to have 2 weeks off because obviously next Tuesday is Christmas Day and the following is New Year's Day.
Mm. So there we go.
He said he might just come in the studio.
Well, you know.
He would have done the shows if anyone would have come in with him.
But when you have a plan, you shouldn't just have to stick to it.
Exactly.
Nice one, with the flow.
See what we did there.
But yes, now it is here for you, and we want to obviously we're going to build the show. We've got a great lineup of guests already for next year. We still want more, so please do email us at bunkextra@gmail.com if you'd like to come on and share with us who you are, what your business story is, how you got started, what you do, and events. We, you know, we're really going to focus on events next year because there are so many amazing events that go on. It's often very hard to choose what events to go to and why it's beneficial to you. So maybe we'll have
such a huge range of events as well.
Yeah. Which is good.
Waffle nights to failure nights.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's another word starting with
that. Nice.
Failure nights. There's so much that does go on. So it's, I think if we can help people decide on what's going to be beneficial to them, and it's about looking at what your overall plans are for your business and whether that event fits in with your business, really, at the end of the day. And hosting events is a great way to get directly in front of your target audience.
It is.
And you have to have events that are creative, imaginative and memorable. Okay, that's my pitch.
You do that, Amanda, among other things.
Is that my 60-second pitch there? We are fast running to the end of the show. So this is the last Business Bunk Extra of 2018.
Whoa.
We have had a fantastic year. We are looking to an even more incredible
2019,
which is going to be awesome. I say, unfortunately, Molly is leaving us, but she'll still be around. You can catch her on Molly Moodle Smash-Ups every
Thursday
from 3 till 4. Yes. So check out Molly's show.
I very much appreciate being a part of the show, and thank you so much for the opportunity. I've had a really, really, really brilliant time. And thank you to all of you for being so lovely.
We love you, Molly.
And I'm not going to give any... secret information away, but the new person coming in,
yes.
We cannot reveal.
No, we have a...
Oh, is that what you were going to say? Yeah. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. We have got a new co-host joining us in January, who is obviously replacing Molly. All I can say is she's a very gorgeous, stylish lady.
Oh, I was going to say person.
Person. Stylish lady. There's a lady. I have to even it out. It has to be two boys, two girls.
It's really three girls and two boys, but it doesn't matter because we include Amanda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to have overall domination here by the ladies. So we're not going to be back now until the 11th of January. We've got 2 weeks off. So if you're listening on the 28th of December, we hope you had a good, great Christmas. And if you're listening on the 4th of January, Happy New Year. I hope you had a good New Year. But we will actually be back live on the 11th. So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas,
everybody.
And we've got to go. Bye.
Cheers. Cheers. Ching, ching.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Plant. This is Channel 2.